It is Between the Lines, sponsored by Gatorade from Lambeau Field. Paul Allen and Ben Lieber filling in for Wobby. Ben Lieber, former Vikings linebacker, sideline analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. Your favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings, shut out the Green Bay Packers. Did so 16-0 at Lambeau Field. Vikings improved to 12-3 and registered their first shutout since December 5th of 1993 against the Detroit Lions. Great defensive effort. Case Keenum looked the part, didn't turn it over. What do you think?
You know, it was good early on, I think. I think that first quarter into the second quarter, the offense was pretty efficient moving the ball. But then after that, you know, they kind of got stagnant. They got off rhythm, off balance. The run game just wasn't there. And I think that the inside of the Packers defensive front, you know, really kind of had their way with the offensive line and created some pressure and kept Case running around a little bit. So they started off hot, which is what we expected to have happen, but they didn't close out the way I thought they'd close out.
The Vikings swept the Green Bay Packers for the first time since 2009. Ben was a linebacker for that 2009 Vikings team that went to the NFC title game. You know more about this than us. At this stage of the season with injuries and you're on the road, it's super cold. I mean, are you into style points? Like at the end of that 09 season, you guys struggled on a Sunday night at Charlotte, took a big loss against Arizona. You lost a Monday night football to the Chicago Bears, but nevertheless finished the season with a very good record and got to the NFC title game. So what I'm getting at, this wasn't the most stylistically sound Vikings performance ever. Does it really matter at this stage?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, this place is a hard place to play. And, you know, given the elements and the team that you're playing against, there's always a little bit more to this game because it is the border battle. The fact that they didn't blow them out,
yeah,
it wasn't a 30-point win where I think talent-wise the Vikings are a much better football team. You get a win is a win. And at this point in the season, you know, you limit the number of injuries. We'll see what happens with Nick Easton.
Yeah.
But you get out of here relatively healthy, and you get a W against the Green Bay Packers.
Two interceptions for Harrison Smith, 5 for the season, 17 for his career, in a nationally televised game. So maybe in subtle fashion it was Harrison's way of saying, for those of you who didn't make me a Pro Bowler, now all my stats are on the TV screen, so just take a peek.
Yeah, it's a little bit of, I think, a middle finger of the rest of the country.
That's one way to put it.
You know, and, you know, the second interception was just, you know, it was more of a bad ball than anything else. That first one, you know, it was great defense, knowing that he had a free safety in Sendejo over the top.
Yeah.
So now he could be risky. Knowing that slant was coming, he could undercut that. So, you know, that's just awareness. That's the thing that he plays with. Early on in the game, I think you saw the cat and mouse game that he was doing, coming up the line of scrimmage, really throwing Brett Hundley off some of his reads and some of his play calls. So that's the subtle importance that you don't see that show up in the stats. And that's why I think he was one of the biggest snubs in the Pro Bowl of all the NFL.
So now if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday, Christmas Eve, can beat the Carolina Panthers, the Vikings are definitely the 2 seed in the NFC. If the Oakland Raiders can beat the Philadelphia Eagles Christmas night, Monday night, and then subsequently the Vikings can beat the Bears and Dallas can win at Lincoln Financial, then we could be the 1 seed in the NFC playoffs. Still a lot to transpire, but the team definitely has a chance.
Well, you know, anytime that you go to a backup quarterback, and I know Foles, you know, sort of brought them back last week, and he was shaky to begin with, which I think is expected. You never know. I guess that's the thing is, you know, you never know with Oakland. They're kind of a weird team.
Right.
And then Dallas, I think they're a whole different team if you get Zeke Elliott back. So the thing is, you take care of the business that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go out and win the games that are in front of you. The Vikings took care of their business tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to think that they're going to have they're going to be heavily favored next week against the Bears. So you control what you can control, and there's always the off chance that Philly drops 2 in a row.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Ben Lieber, former Vikings linebacker, one of the sideline analysts for the flagship Vikings football, FM 100.3, The Fam. Nate Vaughn, Merry Christmas. Great job on camera. And Between the Lines is sponsored by Gatorade, but this one is dedicated to our friends Mike and Allison Wabshaw. Mike was not able to be with us here at Lambeau Field. And on behalf of Vikings.com, Vikings Entertainment Network, and the Vikings Radio Network, Mike and Allie, we love you, and you were in our thoughts all night. Continued Vikings coverage available at Vikings.com and, of course, FM 100.3, The Fan. For Ben Lieber, I'm Paul Allen. Vikes beat Green Bay 16-0. Merry Christmas.